The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. It's hour two on the Eric Metaxas Show. I just did that in my head just now. Hey, hey, ho, ho. John, you're talking about an article you wrote at stream.org, and you're basically saying we have a choice between Christian nationalism and what you're calling gay Sharia, which I find funny because gay Sharia sounds like the good version of what we're really going through. We're really going through trans madness Sharia. We're going through deconstructing humanity Sharia. Basically, it's this kind of anti-God, anti-reality madness. And it's people are saying, oh, this is the way to go. It's Gnosticism. Yeah.
But that's too wonkish and pointy-headed. So let's stick with gay Sharia. It's got a
okay.
Nice-
Keep it simple.
You can imagine the lavender jackboots made with from ostrich skin. You know, it works. So what we already live under a theocratic regime, but it's not Christian nationalism. It is gay Sharia. That is my argument in this piece at stream.org. And
okay, but I just have to interrupt and say that there are a lot of people. Now, you and I, as Christians, we would say if I had same-sex attraction, I should not go in that direction. As a Christian, I know that that's not God's will. But there are many people that are that identify as gay or that are even married to somebody of the same sex who would agree with us that the LGBTQ LMNOP that activist madness has gone infinitely beyond what they had hoped. They had hoped only, you know, just respect us as people and let us do our thing. We are so far beyond that. So I just want to be clear, when you're talking about gay Sharia, you are talking about stuff that people like Dave Rubin and many others would agree with you. I just want to be clear.
Unfortunately, Eric, once you grant their premises, once you jump down the Gadarene swamp slope, you keep falling down the sea. You can't just
we
stop.
Know that. No. We know that. I just want to be really clear that there are a lot of people that would still say I'm gay, but I don't agree. But I agree with what you're saying. Yeah, so this is we're living in a crazy time right now.
They don't want to groom 7 year olds in public schools. Yeah, but
yeah.
Unfortunately, again, once you're on the slippery slope to the sea with the rest of the Gadarene swine, you're gonna drown. All right. So here's why I think we live under a gay theocracy. About a week ago, there was a segment on Fox News, supposedly the conservative network in America, hosted by Kennedy. And one of the guests was Brad Palumbo, this gay libertarian. Another was a woman whose name I don't know. And then there was Ned Ryan, who's a courageous conservative.
Ned Ryan is a stinking hero.
All right. So Ned Ryan, in this segment, talks about how, given that there's a new pandemic, monkeypox, that is spread mostly by gay men having sex with hundreds of strangers at public orgies.
Now, wait a minute. Now, by the way, that is true. Therefore, let's be clear, monkeypox is not a pandemic. It is basically inflated so that people think it's a pandemic. The reality is it's not. And as you just said, and as Ned said correctly, it is being spread almost exclusively by this nightmarish scenario.
Let me continue here. This is a new, it will be a pandemic. It will be spread everywhere if enough gay men have enough orgies so that they're like spreading on their shopping, on the shopping carts and things. They will take it like AIDS. It will become a pandemic of the general population if it is not stopped now. Gays in the 80s refused to close the bathhouses. The LGBTQ, My Name is Legion movement wouldn't close the bathhouses, wouldn't discourage mass promiscuity. So AIDS became a pandemic that killed millions. Monkeypox is spreading now through gay orgies with hundreds of strangers having sex with each other. Ned Ryan pointed this out in this discussion on Fox News, and all three of them, Kennedy, Palumbo, and the other one, they jumped on him as if he had taken out a Confederate flag and given it a Nazi salute. Oh my God, how can you stigmatize and demonize? This is not just a gay disease. And I thought, oh wow, remember COVID when they closed all our churches and the pastors who still had church services, they were condemned as having super spreader events. And when one of them or two of them died of COVID, the left got on Twitter and TV and they sneered. They laughed at the deaths of these people. They said that unvaccinated people ought to die of COVID. And they called church services inessential super spreader events. So in America, church services are inessential and are not worth keeping open during a pandemic. But anonymous orgies of hundreds of gay men are sacred, are essential. They are sacred religious rituals to our new religion. One other piece of evidence. During the holiday season, how many businesses mention Christmas? Not holiday, but Christmas. How many emails do you get from Uber or Macy's or anybody that even mentioned Christmas? My estimate would be zero. But during Pride Month, they have a whole month where every billion-dollar corporation sends you pride, 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 pride. So which is the official religion? Which is the intolerant religion that's being shoved down people's throats? Embrace of random sexuality, the LGBTQ, My Name is Legion religion, or Christianity? It is insane for Christians to be worried, oh, am I a Christian nationalist because I don't want to kill babies? Are you a sniveling coward? Are you a Sadducee licking Caesar's boots, begging for scraps from Leviathan, from Caesar? That's what you should be worried about.
John, I think your great learning has made you mad. Everything you say is true, is right on point. I think part of the health of the culture is that we get to talk about this, that there are people listening to this right now who are agreeing with it and thinking about it. And I'm hopeful that the merry band of people who see what is really happening will stand firm, will rise up, will fight. We need to fight, folks. We need to do what we can to save those who are on the fence. I think there are people, you mentioned Kennedy. I was on her podcast recently talking about my book, Is Atheism Dead? There are people with whom I disagree on a lot of issues, whom I nonetheless like. I really like Kennedy. I disagree with her on a bunch of stuff, but I don't care. It's not about agreeing with everyone. It's about being able to have a conversation with people who may be persuaded. And I think also there are people that are good people who don't realize what they're getting in bed with, who don't realize, as you were saying earlier, you know, once you start moving along with the Gadarene herd, it's not going to end well. And I think there are a lot of good people. There are always good people who are sucked along with this.
What would be the point of writing this stuff if we're not trying to convince people?
Amen.
Right.
Now you're talking, hotshot. So that's the point. It's why you write what you write. It's why I have you on this program, because we want to give encouragement to people out there who see what is happening and wonder, does anyone else see what I see? I mentioned to you, John, I think that last Wednesday I gave a speech in Washington, D.C. at the Young Americans Foundation, where I said to this group of, 500 young people, what nobody else seemed to be saying. And part of the reason I said what I said was because no one else seemed to be saying these things, these obvious things about where we are as a nation. And I think we just need to encourage each other and know that minority voices eventually can find their way to larger groups. I think that's happening in the country. I think people are waking up. I think people are waking up to how evil these vaccines are, to how many people are being harmed by the vaccines. The anecdotal information I get everywhere I turn, I hear horror stories of people who got the vaccine and who are suffering in different ways. We're out of time, John. There's never enough time with you. Folks, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner, Food for the Poor. We need your help. John, God bless you. Thank you, my friend. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the three-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Folks, I promised you that we would get an update about our friend, Dr. Simone Gold, who has now been in prison for 6 days because of her involvement in the January 6th insurrection hoax. I'm so angry about this. Some of you know that the other day I gave a speech in Washington, D.C. at the Young Americans Foundation, where I talked about this. And I basically said to other people who had spoken at the conference, like Mike Pence, I thought, if you're not interested in what's going on with Dr. Simone Gold, if you're not talking about this and trying to do what you can about this, there is no way I could possibly be interested in anything you have to say. We need to focus on what's important in America. And so I wanted to get John Strand on. Now, John Strand is the creative director of America's Frontline Doctors. Some of you know about America's Frontline Doctors. Obviously, Dr. Simone Gold is the founder of that. So, John Strand, welcome.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's great to be with you, and it's great to have such a fiery truth teller as a friend and supporter. So we're grateful.
Well, I just have to tell you, we're living in crazy times. I didn't sign up for this, but I am just so angry at people willing to look the other way. I want to say shame on them. To every Republican who is not addressing this, shame on you. Shame on you, because this is the elephant in the living room, no pun intended. This is what we need to be talking about. And if you're not talking about it, it tells me something about you and about your priorities. So, John, give us an update on the whole situation and your involvement as well.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. It's a very intense situation. And as you said, it's really, really important. It has very significant consequences that are far-reaching, well beyond the immediate impact to any one particular person, whether that's Dr. Gold or myself or other Jan 6 defendants and so forth. But yes, Today is August 1st, 2022, and Dr. Gold has been in prison for 6 days, and there is still no equal justice in America. And the root of the problem is the loss of equal protection under the law, as you know, sacredly codified in the 14th Amendment. And that's what really is at issue here, among many other things, such as a total loss of integrity and commitment to the actual truth. And so that's what we're up against in big picture. As far as an update, I did finally hear directly from Dr. Gold via the prison telephone system for a very brief seven-minute conversation on Friday. And I'm very grateful to share with you and the audience that Dr. Gold is in very sound mind and in good spirits, relatively speaking, of course, given that she's in a very not only difficult and unpleasant, but very unjust and concerning situation.
Well, it really is astonishing. And the reason I want to talk about this is because Americans need to understand that there has always been corruption in the world. There's always been evil in the world. But the reason America is the greatest country in the history of the world is because we have been the most successful at dealing with it. We continue to fight corruption. We continue to work to undo injustices and wrongs. And so we've had government powers persecuting people in America since the beginning of time. There are always bad actors. There are always bad wardens. There are always corrupt mayors. There are always corrupt congressmen and governors. We know that we, the people, always, always, always have to fight against this and to elect people that are not going to abuse their power. But right now, we're in very, very dire straits because the Democrats have gone all in. This is a narrative. It is a filthy lie about the January 6th so-called insurrection, but it's being pushed by the media. It's being ignored by those who maybe they're not pushing the narrative, but they're ignoring it. So they're going along with the evil. And as I say every opportunity I get, silence in the face of evil is itself evil. If you're not talking about this, if you're not talking about the election that was stolen and what happened, if you don't care about these things, it tells me everything about what you do care about, which is your own skin. So folks, we need to get these videos out. We need to get these interviews out. We need to do what we can. And it's why I'm talking to John Strand. Now, John, explain to us frontline doctors. How did that get started? In case anybody doesn't know about frontline doctors, which was founded by Dr. Gold.
Yes, thank you. That's excellent context, of course. Obviously, it more or less goes without saying that most of what's going on in the last couple of years was really sparked by the advent of this Chinese coronavirus and the ensuing chaos. And of course, now we can understand with much more clarity that this was not just some random accident or, just another run-of-the-mill virus or anything of that nature, but much, much more coordinated and corrupt elements at play. But nevertheless, Dr. Simone Gold is a almost 25-year emergency physician from Chicago Medical School, as well as a Stanford University-educated attorney, and was actually just serving underserved minority communities in Los Angeles for many, many years as an ER doctor when this Chinese coronavirus chaos ensued. And immediately her interest was clinical and intellectual to simply understand what's happening and how to try to provide solutions in her role as a doctor. But it didn't take long for her to realize that that was not the exact situation at hand, and that most of what was going on in the world was in no way driven by honorable and ethical motivations to solve problems, to save lives, and so forth. But that is always her motivation and her mission, and it continues to be so. And so on July 27th of 2020, which of course was, you know, a number of months after the country and the world was shut down in an absolutely unprecedented event, and it's really important that people understand that lockdowns have never been inflicted on healthy people as an actual measure of policy in any modern first world country context. So that has never happened before, and that's because it's insane and it's murderous, to be completely frank. And the facts and the evidence bear that out, of course, completely. But several months into that lockdown situation, she did the only thing she knew that would perhaps make a difference, which was to gather a team of courageous, like-minded ethical physicians that did truly understand the science as well as the political science that was being weaponized against the public. And they stood on the steps of the Supreme Court and they said, "We are here to announce to the world a very simple fact that is cannot be disputed and that is necessary to provide safety, protection, and prosperity to everyone worldwide. And that is simply that fear is not going to help you or save you. It's actually what's putting you in greater danger. So do not be afraid. And secondly, early treatment works. And specifically for the Chinese coronavirus, simply addressing the problem head on to understand that people do get sick and that needs to be handled appropriately. And if you do that appropriately, it's a very simple problem in that sense that can be solved and lives can be saved." The internet literally melted. This press conference with hardly any actual media attention there, just some bystanders with social media feeds, really captured this as it happened live. It reached 20 million views in less than 8 hours, which has never happened before, and most likely would have broken 100 million views within the day, except that it was attacked and erased in another almost unprecedented coordination of big tech censorship to erase it from the internet. And that's the volatile circumstance and the firestorm that created America's Frontline Doctors, which again is just the mission of Dr. Simone Gold and her colleagues to represent ethical medicine, legitimate science, common sense, and of course, an unrelenting commitment to the U.S. Constitution, which is why this country even exists in the first place.
I just want to say, John, what amazes me, I mean, many things about this amaze me, but I just want to say to everybody listening, folks, this is an opportunity for you to participate in something beautiful and true and good, so that when you face God, right, you will say, "I did what I could. I paid the price that I could pay." There are heroes like Dr. Gold and many others who have paid tremendous prices. I have paid significant prices, but nothing compared to going to jail. We were wiped off of YouTube because I interviewed Naomi Wolf about vaccine passports. Folks, if you do not understand that there are forces out there that are against everything we're supposed to believe in as free Americans, then you're not paying attention. We'll be back more with John Strand. Don't go away. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, regularly priced at $89.98, is now only $39.98 with our listener promo code Eric. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable. They've got a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or just go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code ERIC. The offer will not last very long because these Percale sheets are known to sell very quickly. Order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Welcome back, folks. I'm talking to John Strand, who is the creative director of America's Frontline doctors. I thank God for you, John, and for Dr. Simone Gold and for America's frontline doctors, because you have been trying to get the truth out to people wondering what is happening. I remember when this whole pandemic first hit, how I just thought, this is in my lifetime. I mean, I'm pretty old now. So I look back and you think, there is nothing to compare to this. This is the weirdest thing. This is like Marxists have taken over the country. What is happening? And when they started censoring information, when they started censoring people like Dr. Gold and others, I thought, this is crazy. Why are they doing this? Why are they trying to shut this information down? And because they did that, literally, people died. There were hospitals everywhere reacting in fear and said, we have to go according to this protocol given to us. And according to these protocols forced on them, or which they allowed themselves to go along with, they did not give certain medicines. They did give other medicines, and people died of COVID who might have lived. That's a simple fact, and people went along with it. So when you look at Nazi Germany, say, how did people go along with this? We need to look ourselves in the mirror, folks. Did you go along with it? And what are you doing about it right now? There's a website, freedrgold.org. John, what can you tell us about freedrgold.org?
Thank you, Eric. So freedrgold.org is, of course, a website where everyone in the world can connect to the ongoing story of Dr. Simone Gold imprisoned for free speech and a powerful and painful example of the loss of equal protection in our country. So freedrgold.org will provide continued updates day by day, week by week, as to this ongoing and developing situation. It also allows people to actively engage and support Dr. Gold personally and the life-saving mission of America's frontline doctors, which she is only further and more deeply committed to. I maybe it doesn't go without saying, but I hope people understand that this circumstance that is happening, Dr. Gold being imprisoned, many other things extending from that or related to the Jan 6 event and many other events. We are in a moment of political persecution and very deep and very dangerous government corruption at, you know, a variety of levels. But what's happening is innocent American citizens are being targeted and attacked and harmed and sidelined. And the primary intention, the primary purpose of this, why is Dr. Simone Gold in prison as we speak right now, 6 days in? Why is she there? One simple reason. It is a message. It is a signal. It is an unmistakable directive from those in power who have every intention of maintaining that power at all costs, that if you do not behave and comply and only speak to parrot their narrative, if you do not obey and comply with their directives, then you will be dealt with harshly at whatever level it takes to ensure your compliance. That is the point.
This is, folks, this is exactly what led to the American Revolution. When forces of tyranny tried to crush dissent, eventually it backfires. By God's grace, it backfires because there it tells you everything you need to know about the people doing that. Why would you do that? If you care about truth, if you care about information, if you care about suppressing disinformation, you don't behave this way. And so the way these forces have behaved, I'm sorry?
If you care about equality, that's one they love to throw around.
Well, this is the thing, is these terms have become meaningless. They throw them around. It's certainly Orwellian. I didn't think I would see it in my lifetime to see this kind of Orwellian Marxist evil get the upper hand in the United States of America. But because of folks like you and Dr. Simone Gold and others, we're talking about it. We will not stop talking about it. Tomorrow, I'm going to play my speech on this program that I gave at the Young Americas Foundation, where I touch on some of these things. But folks, if you're not part of the solution, this is a cliche. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You need to speak up. You need to do what you can.
Yeah. So a great patriot supporter and friend recently mentioned to us that complacency is compliance, and compliance is consent. And so at the top of this, Eric, you mentioned that you're deeply upset, and you mentioned shame that should be ascribed to so many in leadership, quote unquote, and in the public eye, specifically Democratic Party that's pushing certain points, Republicans that are silent or complicit. First of all, this is not a Democrat or Republican issue. My deep concern is that people think Republicans are somehow their friends or any less responsible for this devastation than the Democrats. They are not. They are all equally corrupt, involved, and responsible. So I hope we can really start to crack the light on that truth.
Well, that's kind of the point, is that they're the Vichy French. They're working with the enemy. Many forces within during the first century, Jews who worked with the Roman oppressors to curry favor, to get their own kind of power rather than doing the right thing. This has been going on since the beginning of time. Folks, the only question is, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you doing something? When we come back, we continue our conversation with John Strand, creative director of America's Frontline Doctors. Don't go away.
We will make the world shine. We were born to love one another. This is something we all need.
Folks, welcome back. Talking to John Strand. He's creative director of America's Frontline Doctors, founded by Dr. Simone Gold. We want to direct you to freedrgold.org. We're in a war, John Strand. It's hard to believe that I can say that with a straight face, but there's a lot of good things going on, but a lot of really, really dark stuff happening in America right now. I'm embattled. I'm being sued. We were wiped off of YouTube. We're all in a battle. And then the question is, what are you doing? To everybody listening to this, folks, what are you doing? Are you part of the battle for truth, for justice, for liberty in America? Or have you been intimidated into silence? Have you been intimidated into saying, let me just keep my nose clean? If you've been intimidated to a place where you say, let me just go along with things, let me just keep my nose clean, you've become part of the problem. You are like the Germans who didn't speak up. You're like the German Christians who didn't speak up. They just said, just let somebody else speak up. I just want to stay out of trouble. That's what led to hell on earth. And that's where we are headed if you don't do your part. Do what you can, because we can all do something.
Yes, absolutely, Eric. Thank you so much. And I think the starting point to understanding what we're dealing with and how to find victory is to understand the actual battle itself. You said you couldn't believe that we're in a war, but of course we are. And we need to understand that, as the scripture tells us, our war is not against flesh and blood, but against princes and principalities of the world, which means the underworld and these underlying dark forces that are driving what we see on the surface. That's really critical. And this is a spiritual war as well as an ideological war of ideas and the determination of what is true and what is false. And if we are committed to the truth, or if we are allowing other people to deceive us into thinking that there is no absolute truth, which is really the starting point lie that causes everything else to break down into chaos and destruction. And so we're seeing that chaos and destruction in a very real way in our midst in America. And that's concerning and shocking to people. But hopefully the shock is enough to start waking them up to the battle that they are all in, whether they realize it or not.
I say one thing that everyone can do, by the way, is, folks, educate yourself. Obviously, listening to this program or sharing this program is a beginning, but there are films out there. There's a film called Capital Punishment made by Nick Searcy, which talks about what happened on January 6th. Epoch Times has just come out with a documentary on January 6th. You need to understand what actually happened. You're living in a bubble where it's hard to hear the truth. So you need to find the truth. I mentioned salemnow.com. There's all kinds of places that you can find the truth, but you need to do your part in finding out what happened. Otherwise, you are simply going to be passive. So, John, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, that was excellent, Eric. I appreciate that. And that's exactly right. What we've been talking about is how significant and this situation is and how imperative it is for your audience and for the entire world to all awaken to it and to participate and take action in whatever way that they can. How can they do that? Well, the starting point is everyone can seek and find the truth, learn the real facts of situations. As you mentioned, freedrgold.org, excellent starting point to understand exactly what's happening with Dr. Gold, and AFLDS.org. You can also, the movie you mentioned is incredibly important, Capital Punishment. You can find a link to view that and support it directly, pinned to the top of my Truth Social profile. So if you go to Truth Social and find John Strand, you'll find that film. And you can also keep track of the story that I'm going through and dealing with, also involved in the Jan 6th event. And so I just wanted to share that with you, Eric, and your audience that, you know, we all have choices to make and we all have prices to pay. This is a very challenging circumstance that I'm in personally, that, I mean, Dr. Gold is personally paying a price. She's literally in prison for 2 months. This is a 25-year ER doctor and Stanford educated attorney with a spotless track record of incredible service to underprivileged communities, and just an incredible woman of character and integrity and accomplishment and vision and leadership. And in just the last 2 years has really led the charge among everyone in the entire country to deal with the corruption and chaos head on and save lives, save tens of thousands of lives just in the last 2 years, from literal death and complications from these diseases. And so these consequences are serious, but we have to determine what is at stake, what is true and right. And then we must make decisions based on that, not based on keeping our nose clean, as you mentioned, or avoiding additional damage or pain, because in the end, that's not going to serve anyone. That's not going to actually save you or protect you. And so we're going to start communicating some messages around the concept of hashtag you next. And this is messaging to sort of replicate the concept of the Me Too movement, which was a simple statement that sort of allowed everyone to find where a problem had relevance to them. Like, you know, everyone could relate to having some sort of a connection to the problems underlying the Me Too movement. And so in this moment, what we're speaking about is political persecution. If you allow a government to isolate certain groups and treat them unequally, then there is nothing to protect you, even if you're in a different group, which might be protected at the moment. But you have lost the basis for that protection, because now the only thing that determines if you are approved or if you are condemned, punished, targeted, and attacked is whoever controls the levers of power and whatever
this is. This needs to be said, folks. This is a warning to you. This is a warning, which is God's mercy, that you are being warned. If you do not speak up now for those who are being persecuted, you will be persecuted. If you do not speak up, it's the Martin Niemöller poem that's in my Bonhoeffer book. If you keep your mouth shut now, eventually they will come for you. You will have emboldened them to come for you. John Strand, thank you for your time. Thank you for what you're doing. We've got to have you back for more updates. Folks, go to freedrgold.org. John, God bless you.
Thank you so much, Eric.
She'll beat you if she's able. You know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rockin'.
Folks, the headline is, we need your help. What do I mean by that? I mean at least three things by that. Number one, if it's possible for you to get to be part of our studio audience, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and 8th in New York. This week, it starts about 4 o'clock every day. We're taping the late night, the talk show with Eric Metaxas. It is a mainstream TV talk show. We don't have time to get into it now, but it's nuts. We've got a lot of mainstream guests. It's going to be a blast. We can't share most of it with you yet, but if you can get there, go to ericmetaxas.com. You'll see where it says speaking or schedule, whatever, and you click on it. Every day, you can sign up through Eventbrite. We'd love you there all 4 days or just one day. You can bring as many people as you want to sign them up, but this is going to be a wild, fun thing. We need some fun, folks. We need some fun because there's a lot of tough stuff going on, but we want you to be there. Please do what you can. That's number one. Number two, if you follow me on social media, let me just ask you, instead of liking what I put there, would you retweet it or would you share it? Would you share it on Facebook? I'm trying to get a lot of information out, and I don't think I've ever said this before, but a lot of times people will like something. We need to get the word out. We are being suppressed. We know that what we're doing, whether we're being shadow banned, I don't mean to sound like, you know, like the like Chicken Little. This is actually, or not Chicken Little. Who am I looking for? Oh, The Boy Who Cried Wolf. This is actually happening. Yeah. We need your help, folks, to multiply our message. Everything we put out, it's a struggle. So whatever you can do to help us. And speaking of helping us, as you know, every couple of times a year, we try to raise funds for an organization that we think worthy. At the top of the list is Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is an amazing Christian nonprofit relief organization. They go where there is a need. And I just want to tell you right now, they are helping families who have fled the Ukraine. Now, we don't need to get into the politics of it. These are people that are suffering, and we want to show them the love of God. We want to help them. Food for the Poor, I can't think of anybody that I would trust more to do that. So Food for the Poor is partnering with a number of Christian organizations, relief organizations, ministry partners to get food, literal food, to these families that have fled their homes. They've left everything behind. If you know anybody who's ever been through anything like this, my parents experienced this kind of thing. It's hellish. And we want to show them the love of God. So I want to ask you simply to call this number to help, or you can just go to the banner. Our banner is MetaxasTalk.com. That's the radio banner. We want you to give. We want you to give generously. We just want everybody who listens to this program to do what you can. By God's grace, we are able to do something. Let's do what we can. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com, or you can call this number. I'll give it to you right now, 844-863-HOPE. Please dial that number. Please give what you can now. It's August 1st. We don't have a lot of time to do this. It's always a struggle. God bless you as you give. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. These are people that are struggling, and we need to do what we can to help them. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner there. And Albin and I will shortly let you know. Everybody who gives anything, we will put your names in a hat, so to speak, proverbial hat, and we'll have a number of grand prize winners. We want to give you signed books and all kinds of things. And I always say, anybody who can give $10,000 is tax deductible. I'd be delighted to have dinner with you, to spend an evening with you. We always manage to make that work. So remember, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. God bless you.
Jesus,
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.